Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Motorists could in the future be told based on the length of their journey instead of a once-off charge. Transport Infrastructure Ireland has been asked to look at options around the future of road tolling, which could include a multi-point tolling system on the M50 and other motorways around the country. As reported by the Business Post, the work has been called Project Bruce, or Better Road User Charging Evaluation. I'm joined by Brian Caulfield on the line, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin, and motoring journalist Geraldine Herbert, who's here in the studio, and you're both very welcome. Brian, the idea around this, it's been in the ether for a while, has it?
It has indeed, yes. The National Roads Authority looked at this over a decade ago. They produced a very comprehensive report on it, and it showed multi-point tolling on the M50 would be something that could, you know, make the cost more equitable and reduce the number of kilometres driven. But now it's been resurrected again as part of the Climate Action Plan, and this Project Bruce has been kind of rolling on for about a year or so now.
So what are the problems with the tolls as they're currently operating?
I suppose at the moment, the way they're currently operating, they're at one pinch point, say, for example, on the M50. And a lot of people would have to use that, whereas people on the rest of the piece of infrastructure aren't using that toll. That will be the problem. But I think that the wider issue is, you know, why are we still tolling these roads? And if this is revenue generation, perhaps it could be done in a better way.
Geraldine, do you see any problems with this new plan, with Project Bruce, multi-pole plan?
Yeah, I think the issue is we saw very recently that toll increases, or the increase in charges, can be very, very unpopular. We saw the government had to roll back on the proposed increases, and they're now not being introduced till next July. So I think we have to manage how we bring people on board, and it depends what the objective is of the toll is. Exactly what Brian is saying. If it's revenue generating, I don't think you get buy-in from people. If it's a more equitable system whereby you're paying for the usage of, you know, so you're only paying for what part of the toll road you actually use, I think then you've a much better chance. But it's definitely a matter of how you sell it to the public, because toll charges are not popular.
That's a relevant point that Brian makes, isn't it? That you could be travelling on a particular part of a motorway every single day, and you get caught every single day paying the toll. You could go for a big long stretch, like down the M11, for example, and have no toll.
Yeah, or you could be travelling from one side right through to the airport and travelling the complete extent of the toll, and yet you're only paying one charge. You see, this goes back to when this was first introduced. We didn't have the technology. We had a physical barrier where you had to actually, you know, physically hand over money. So now things have changed. We've much better ways of doing things. And I suppose the M50 and all our toll roads need to be updated for that. But as I said, the biggest problem is how it's sold to the public, because if it's a revenue generating thing, people are not going to buy into it.
Do you agree with that, Brian?
I would agree with it. If it is revenue generating, I don't think people will buy into it. I do think technology is there that can help it, and people could pay by usage. And it could be done on the motorways. There are other plans I think that they're looking at as well, that, you know, perhaps we would have GPS units in our cars and we would pay by, you know, whatever road we were using. I think that's overkill. I think, you know, that would take so long to be brought in that perhaps if it is revenue generating, then, you know, just increase the price of motor tax, or increase, put a tax on fuel. That's definitely pay by use.
And do you think that if this is brought in, this multi-point tolling system, that motorists will be even more likely than they are now to avoid motorways?
I suspect it will be. I think people are, you know, they're feeling the pinch everywhere. And I think in the short term, people might do that, you know, the more efficient journey will be to, say, use the M50, and that they might start to clog up, you know, suburban roads instead of, you know, hitting a couple of points on the M50. It really depends, as Geraldine says, how this is sold to people, what the money is being used for. So, you know, if the revenue that's generated on the M50 is paying for roads across the country, you know, that's a hard sell for motorists that use that road every day.
Mm-hmm. Are tolls effective, or could they be used in an effective way, Geraldine, to influence motorist behaviour?
Yeah, I think very definitely they can be. And I mean, in the end of the day, we want people to use motorways. We don't want them, you know, going into towns. That's why we built motorways. The problem with them going into towns is not only that they'll cause these lengthy tailbacks at peak times, but also we're spending €1 million a day on cycling and walking infrastructure. We don't want more traffic going through towns. We want people to be able to cycle safely and walk safely. Also, as I said, in terms of safety, they're the most safe roads we have in the country. So therefore, we need people to use them, and we should be able to use tolls to actually persuade people people that this is actually a more efficient way to travel rather than, you know, avoiding them. And so that's why we need to be very careful about how we impose charges and what sort of charges we impose. There has to be a point where it becomes actually just that it's a disincentive. So we have to be very careful. This has to be part of a much wider, you know, conversation.
So should the charges be as low as possible then?
Well, you can change them. You could have them really low off peak because we'd like people on motorways at the weekend. We don't want them in our towns at the weekend if possible. So, I mean, you can look at it like that. And we see that, I mean, the only place we do that at the moment is the Port Tunnel where we vary the cost of it. But that's something that's very simple to do.
Mm-hmm. Brian, what do you say to that?
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. I suppose ultimately what we want is people not using motorways at all and that they're using alternative forms of transport. And Geraldine's right, you know, if the roads are being clogged up by motorists, it makes it much harder to sell walking and cycling. But ultimately, that's what we want. And if from an environmental perspective, if we really wanted people to stop using the motorways, I think the cost will be so high. I think you could be talking about a 10 euro toll.
Doesn't Geraldine want people to use the motorways? That's what Geraldine is advocating, keeping the cars out of the towns.
Exactly, yes. And I agree with that. But what I'm saying ultimately is we want people to get out of their private cars and not to be using the motorways and to be using more sustainable modes of transport.
So is this plan, Project Bruce, part of playing to that agenda, getting people out of their private cars by making the motorways more expensive?
I suspect that that'll probably be some of the scenarios that they look at in this project. You know, how high does the cost of travel by car have to be in order to push people onto public transport or to maybe forgo trips or to take shorter trips? I would imagine that's definitely part of the analysis that they're looking at.
You know, if we put this in place now, you will have people in rural areas saying that they're being unfairly levelled, Brian, as opposed to people who are in urban areas.
Of course, and they'd be right, because they don't have the alternatives that there would be in urban areas. So that's why it really needs to be dynamic and it really needs to, you know, treat each of the different regions differently, because they definitely have different access to public transport and more sustainable modes. And equally, you know, they've different purchasing power for electric vehicles so they could avoid some of the tolls perhaps. So it definitely needs to be dynamic. One size fits all will not work in this project.
Do you think that, as Geraldine says, the Dublin Port Tunnel is a good model when it comes to that?
It is. It's a very good model when it comes to it, because, you know, if we have a higher charge in the more congested times, then, you know, maybe the trips that could happen at different times of the day would happen then. And then we would have less congestion, less emissions. So that's definitely something that we should be looking at, this kind of dynamic tolling. We have it on the M50 at the moment in terms of speed limits. It would be just the speed limit and a different price that you would see above your head as you were driving along the road.
That idea that Brian touched on, you know, having a GPS in your car that could read how much driving you're doing and charge you accordingly. It might be difficult to get those GPSs in cars, but it would probably be a fairer system, Geraldine.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately that's where we're moving towards. We won't have electric cars that pay very low motor tax. We will have everybody paying for the road usage. It's the only way we can do it. The question is how we do it. As Brian is saying, the GPS system sounds really good and in theory it would work very effectively, but that would have to be new cars. How would what would you do with the older cars? The average age of an Irish car on our roads at the moment is about 9 years, so you'd have a problem with that. You could do it very kind of rudimentary with the NCT when you'd read the mileage, you know, from year to year. But there are ways of doing it. But definitely that's what we're moving towards, is a way that we can do it in a fair and equitable way that will be related to the distance you travel.
Okay, Brian Caulfield and Geraldine Herbert, thank you both for joining us. Coming up next, the message around stage 4 cancer needs to change. We'll find out why next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.